Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. Guys, I'm going to Malta and I'm packing already, and I had a thought, actually something that I read a few days ago, and it's still in my head. And you know guys, if it's in my head, it has to go into the podcast, and I wanted to share with you.
Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
And I find it quite interesting that as we grow in our job roles and in our seniority, we become smarter, of course. But you know, whenever we look at seniors, we are like, wow, they must be working so much. They are doing so many things on so many levels, and that's why they're successful. And that got me thinking, because I think it's the opposite way around. The more senior you become, actually, the less work you do. Because I don't know, when you're a junior, you want to grow in your career, or you want to grow your business, and you want to grow, and that's it. And by grow, you do so many things on so many levels, and that's how you learn. And you work 8, 10, 12, 15, 18 hours. So really the focus is on quantity. On the other hand, as you become smarter and as you get more experience, maybe that's the seniority, as you become smarter and more experienced, you kind of gave up on all the small tasks and you're actually more focused on the more important things. It's like the domino effect. I think there was even a podcast that I listened to several years ago. It was like, you know what, as a smart guy and as a senior executive, I just sit whole day and think. And I think it was a domino effect. And the thought was like, it could take me 1 or 2 months to figure out which domino to push in order to create a domino effect. And then I just focus on that one. I don't focus on 55 different things that are all small and incremental and that they have a lot of work and a lot of effort. No, I just sit and think which one is the one that if I push that one, it will make the domino effect. And the few days ago, the thought, I've read it somewhere, is that it was a quote. I have no idea who said it, but it was about productivity. And productivity isn't about doing more things, but it's actually doing the most important things well. And that's what I think it is all about. So it's not about doing so many stuff, but actually taking the most important stuff and doing them well. And don't let me confuse you. I will take which one? Well, the academy, for example. For the academy, in order to launch, I can do like 55 things. Like we can do outbound. Of course, we're good at it. We can do inbound. We can do ads. We can do content. We can do so many things. And it is so many small efforts and so many small activities. While on the other hand, it's like, well, what if we actually create a summit? And that summit will take care of everything else, because there will be multiple speakers and the sharing of their experience, and they're going to share the event. And on top of the event, I'm going to launch the academy. So think about it. I just figure it out that by moving that one stone, one domino, creating an online event, it's going to actually take care of all the small steps of launching the campaign, the academy. Also, another part in the academy, again, instead of doing all the smaller things, we were doing on going with the affiliate route, and not affiliate route, just going on different website and hi, would you like to promote our academy, but handpicking 10 or 20 most relevant companies. And we're thinking about reaching out to other academies and software automation tools and going to them and like, okay, would you have a large database of free trialers or paid users that are already doing outreach? Would you like to partner up so we can offer the academy together? And think about it. I can partner with 5, 10, 50 different software tools. And if I create the partnership opportunity and I enroll a lot of software automation tools, I've actually moved the biggest domino. domino. What is a domino piece? I have no idea. But I have pushed the biggest domino, because then those 50 tools will reach out to their own target audience and they're going to start promoting the academy. Of course, they're going to make a big commission. But at the end of the day, it's a one domino that's going to make a lot of movements rather than me going to over, 100,000 people and trying to convince them to join the academy. So it really struck me this about the productivity. And I hope that all juniors will understand it, that it's not always about doing more things. Like, I can do X, I can do Y, I can do Z, I can on top of do this, I can stay late and I can do some extra work and some extra work. And the thing is probably what it comes with the experience and the seniority is that, no, you just choose what are the most important things and do them well. You don't need to do everything. If you figure out the top two or three dominoes that you need to push, and then they're gonna take a whole domino effect on everything else, that's it. Focus those only on those two. So this is really a good productivity hack, and I think it's about everything. It's not just about launching the academy, but it's about growing your business. And you're just sitting from the side and I'm like, well, which domino I need to push? Instead of me having 20 people face, they are reaching out to anyone, as the merrier. No, you can focus on account-based marketing. You can say, what are the top 5 clients that if I get them on board, that's it, game over, I win. And the domino effect would be like, well, if I get those 5 biggest clients, they're going to bring me so much more money than 50, 100, 200 smaller clients. And on top of that, if I actually get the 5 biggest clients, the small ones will follow. It's a very simple, when you have the 5 biggest players in the game work as your clients, the smaller ones you don't need to sell anymore. You're like, well, I actually work with the top 5. So they're going to want to start coming, and that's the domino effect. You don't need to do any additional effort. Just focus on the top 5 clients. And I really found this useful, guys. I hope you find it useful too. And just take a pause for a second. I don't know, my several podcasts are becoming about slow down and think rather than just hustle. And think about what's the biggest stone that you need to push in order to create the domino effect. Is it a 1 stone or is it a 3? But if you have 65 stones, then they're not the biggest one. So think for a second about the top 3 to 5 stones that you need to push, or a single one that's going to give you the focus. Okay, I hope this had sense, because in my head it's for a few days and I had to share it with you, because that's unknowingly I started doing that, where I stopped like day-to-day activities. No, what's the 1 or 2 big projects that I'm working on? And they're big because not of a lot of work, but if I manage to do them well, it is changing the trajectory of the whole business. That's all I have for this morning, guys, and I hope you have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.